Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. My name is Chad Thomas. And what I have to admit about hosting the show is it's never boring. You get to interview the most fascinating people. And one of those people we get to interview today is Samantha Slembrook, who is a psychic medium. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Morning. Thanks, Chad.
Samantha,
thank you so much.
For our listeners' benefit, what is the difference between a psychic and a medium? And what can we do with a psychic and a medium that can help us plan our year ahead, perhaps see what the future lies for us, seeing that we're now on the last day of 2021?
Okay, that's a great question. So what a psychic does, we're all very different, is we just work with energy. So we kind of almost do like an energy read. Most of the time, I don't need clients in front of me to do that. I just need to connect to their energy. And what it does is people that are great communicators, it's easy. I kind of almost confirm what they're feeling. So it's a very kind of cohesive session. And then we can work on where to from here. And often past things have, you know, come up in terms of what we're still carrying. And we can work through that together. Some clients that are not great with communication, you know, they're very high introverts, and sometimes they're not aware of their energy. I then help them, kind of giving them an energy read. It's almost like they come to me with puzzle pieces, and all I do is facilitate them putting the puzzle pieces in the right order, so that by the time we finish, you know, they've kind of got a great direction in terms of moving forward. And so that's where I kind of combine my psychic work and the coaching. But the mediumship is connecting to the other side. It's connecting to past other loved ones, our angels, our guides, and, you know, a lot of cultures, ancestors as well. But they're all pretty much the same. I call them our spiritual team. And what's fun about that is then we can say, hey, mom says, I'm with you. And don't forget to, whatever, dot your I's across your T's, or I'm so proud of you for ABCD. So that's why, you know, looking forward is so important for us. You know, sometimes the past, we need to just have a look at it in context and see why we still repeating patterns. But the future is so important for all of us so that we can actually live in joy, you know, have a better relationship with ourselves, and then, you know, better relationships with our friends, family, and workplaces, so that we end up just being really functional, happy, and balanced human beings.
So Samantha, you mentioned the outset of the conversation, you don't have to physically be with somebody to pick up their energy and perhaps make a reading of sorts.
Yes.
Is it possible right now with you and me chatting for you to pick up any energy?
Okay, sure. For you specifically, Chad?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing that I feel is quite an exciting heart vibration. The Chinese herbalists call the heart the overjoy aspect, and that's how some people would end up with heart conditions, because they are so, they're big, they're loud, they're expressive. Sometimes they can be quick to anger. But I love those kind of people because they're brave. They speak their truth, you know, and they're not afraid to be themselves. So from you, Chad, that's definitely what I'm getting. And I also get, does that make sense?
It does. It's fascinating. Can you broaden on that? Would you be able to
absolutely
go for it?
Okay. So then what I feel is there's like quite a fluttery heart vibration here that's going on, which then to me is bravery, but then going out of the comfort zone into a little bit of fear, and not quite a panic attack, but that pre-panic attack feeling where there's quite a lot of excitement. And I feel, Chad, you possibly were withheld a little bit in school, so maybe you couldn't completely be yourself. I don't know if it's teachers, if it's parents, if it's value systems. You know, sometimes it's just you. Sometimes we look back and go, okay, my circumstances were fine. It was just me. I didn't completely trust my decisions, and I wasn't completely myself. So I think for you, Chad, what's going on is there's a, not quite that you were faking it till you make it, but you've got this beautiful bravery, which is quite an inspiration to all of us. And all I would say is next year, just kind of dare to be you even more. And when you feel that fluttering, it's quite exciting. It actually means that the universe, your angels, your guides are going to move you more and more out of your comfort zone. So I can feel career-wise, family, relationships, there's going to be quite a lot of expansive energy, which means possibly new people coming in, more kind of like your tribe that you're going to be able to, you know, communicate with easier. You know, we all know those people where we kind of have to drag, you know, what we want to say out because we feel misunderstood. One of my favorite sayings is, I don't know who it's by, says, I'm sorry, but I don't have the energy or the crayons to explain who I am. And I feel, Chad, that's a little bit about you. You've got a great tribe around you, but moving forward, you're going to be explaining yourself less. Your tribe are just going to go, "Hey, I get you. I see you." Because you've got a very magical, sparky energy.
Okay, now you're making me blush, and it shouldn't be about me. It was just to see how it works. And I must be honest, a lot of what you said came as a complete revelation, and a lot of it does make sense. In our last minute, can we talk about collective energy? As a psychic medium, can you pick up from our country's perspective? Can we see anything different coming in 2022?
We can. And what I'm seeing, a lot of clients in my practice are you know, fearful. They are nervous. The main thing that I'm seeing is such lack of confidence, because it just feels like we've got layers that have just been peeled back, and we're all feeling vulnerable and raw and fearful. So the collective is a little bit nervous, but what I'm encouraging everybody to do, you know, including me, is go into that kind of fake it till you make it, be brave, be tenacious, be courageous, and just get out there, because the next year feels like it's a stronger playing field for all of us in terms of finding ourselves and growing and expanding. And a lot of people, I feel, are going to change careers or just bring in new elements in terms of growing their careers, and most definitely joy. Next year is going to be about seeing people more, having a stronger work-life balance. Hopefully less people are going to be ill. You know, all the sickness, all the COVID, you know, stress and drama and traumas are teaching us that we have this lifetime. This is it. We've got to enjoy and appreciate it, and we need to literally move moment to moment and just, you know, appreciate where we are. So appreciate the now and the simple things. And once we keep taking, you know, one step after the other, being brave and courageous, I think the world is our oyster.
Samantha, thank you so much. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. I really enjoyed that reading.
Thank you.
And I look forward to chatting to you again in the not too distant future. That was Samantha Slimbrook.
I look forward to
Psychic Medium.